The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
How is it Monday already? Oh, we blinked and the weekend is done. We're back here, but good morning to you. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's kick things off with the first talk back of the day.
Hey guys, it's Angie. Hope to be the first talk back of the day. I just wanted to give a shout out to my son, Emiliano. He turned 13 yesterday. Oh my God, I know. I have a teenager. It's crazy. I'm pretty sure my son and Selena's daughter that doesn't exist were born the same year. Anyways, I love you and happy birthday. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday! Woo-hoo! Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't bring up my daughter that doesn't exist on this show.
Yeah. What, even right now?
Angie. Well, I mean, I give it a pass.
I thought she existed right now.
I give it a pass because she's not listening. I can bring it my daughter because I decide when she exists and when she doesn't. But right. Angie?
So she does it, does or doesn't exist right now?
Well, now she does because okay. I brought her.
Wow. So why don't you just like really yell at Angie and give it to her?
Jeez, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Angie.
Get your daughter's name out my mouth.
Put some respect on her name. And happy birthday to your big baby, your teenager.
Who gives a
fart?
Happy birthday.
Jess.
Yeah.
Let me sidebar with Graham.
Okay.
Remember all last week when we were talking about moving into our fall feels and stores are making the changes? Your wife made the change and pumpkin spice this
she's
and that.
The fall candle
and we
in
were
our
like,
house.
It's Jess is like, it's too soon. Everything is too soon.
Yeah.
We're not ready. It's still summertime.
Right.
We're barely getting summer weather except for yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, Jess, what did you want to talk about?
Well, I got an idea for our Halloween costume.
Oh, my God. Is it too early?
Let me get my shotgun out.
And yes, it's too early.
But I got to start thinking about this early on because then...
Yeah, because you usually have about 40 crappy ideas and then have one good one.
Yeah, I got to start with the ones that I know for a fact you guys are going to shut down, I guess.
But why even bring those to us?
Because I like them. And I do think that they're good ideas, but then you guys shoot them down and then we're left last minute trying to find a costume.
All right, let me know. I'm ready.
Okay.
What do you got?
Okay, obviously.
This better be good.
What has been the biggest thing of 2025?
Squid Game.
No.
Love Island.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know how we would turn
guesses.
That.
Oh my God, I'm like,
yeah, come on.
Completely stumped here.
Wait, but how would we turn that into a costume? I guess we could
you
be
tell us.
Bombshells.
You asked me a question, I answered, and now you tell me what the costume
is. I'll keep working on the Love Island one, but you guys, we should be.
Tariffs.
No. Oh. Although those
Epstein
were pretty
controversy?
Big. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The Epstein flight log. We could dress up as that.
No. You guys, we should be.
The Backstreet Boys? Oh.
La Boo-Boos. Listen, there's a lot of colors, right? There's a lot of colors of La Boo-Boos. We could each pick a color. And then I guess we reveal it to the people. I don't know. I haven't thought that far yet. I just have the idea of
haunted La Boo-Boos.
Oh!
Possessed La Boo-Boos.
Or La Foo-Foos.
Well,
See, being a La Foo-Foo, that'd actually be funnier and all the pieces are falling off and stuff like that.
Wouldn't
but
that
you
be
still,
cute?
Like, to really do any sort of fluffy, furry costume upright, I mean, you need a damn, like, mascot costume maker to really make you the full big outfit.
Yeah, that's a good
outfit.
Point. Were
and
you
we don't have the budget
planning
for that.
On, like, making this?
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm such a DIY person when it comes to Halloween costumes.
Remember that? Yeah, and we
and
know. And sometimes
are,
it falls flat. That one time she was the...
The Power Ranger.
Yeah, or the emotion from Inside Out.
Hey, my sadness costume was really
or
good.
Or Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
And all that she did was really paint good. Her face blue and put a pair of glasses
no,
on.
No, yeah.
Like,
and I
nobody
made my,
knew.
No one.
I made my eyebrows really sad. And you guys even admitted that
the eyebrows
really
are
sad.
Good. She did have sad eyebrows that day.
Yeah.
But everything else.
But like it was, I don't know.
It was minimal
too DIY.
Effort.
Yeah.
So okay, I guess is there a category that you guys would actually be okay with? So
I mean, right now we're open to all things.
To research? Okay. God.
That was the only suggestion for this morning?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only biggest thing I could think of for this year, unless we want to be Trader Joe's tote bags.
Nah.
But that'd be kind of...
Nobody, we've all moved on from those.
No, they're coming back.
Again?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What are you talking about?
They're probably restocking them again.
Yeah,
so.
There's more tote bags coming up.
Everybody
coming
that camped out, I mean, leave us a talk back. You camped out in front of Trader Joe's at 5 a.m. that morning to get yourself a Trader Joe's tote bag. How's your life been ever since? I just need to know. Like, has it changed your life? Probably. Were you glad that you got up that morning and camped out? Because now you can walk around with a tote bag that nobody cares about, and you could go to any other Trader Joe's all over, and they had like an extra million of them to give away. So it wasn't that exclusive. Tell me about how your life is.
You got one, right?
I have the big one, which I use every time I go back to Salinas.
I didn't think you were supposed to use a collector's item.
Well, mine's not really the collector's item.
It's the mini ones that are more collectors. They're like restocking those right now.
But just if you did get your hands on one of the mini collector's items at Trader Joe's tote bags, leave us a talk back. I want to know how just wondrous your life has been ever since. I just want to hear all about it. Or that time that you sold it on eBay for, $500 or whatever because it was so coveted.
Nothing sold for that much.
Just let me know. I'm just curious,
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Freddie Fickham. On a creek. I'm totally on Jess's side. You guys need to get your Halloween stuff down now because seriously, everything's going to get sold out and it's going to be gone. Can I just mention that I walked in the dollar store in Pleasant Hill the other day and they have Christmas stuff on the freaking aisles, man. I do everything early, but I was shocked. Absolutely shocked to see Christmas stuff on the aisle.
Does the dollar store ever put their Christmas stuff away?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They bring out like every season, like every other store. It's just, I didn't think they brought them out this early.
Wow.
How are we?
I can't keep up.
How are we feeling on the transit move over fall? Let's get into the Christmas spirit.
No, not yet. I'm not ready for that.
We're not?
No.
I thought you guys love Christmas.
I do, but I still want my fall. Okay. But after I'm done with summer, which is not yet, I'm still in summer mode.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys, it's the day you've all been waiting for. The Love Island reunion airs today.
Oh.
Hosted by Ariana Maddox. Still don't understand why she's on the show, at all. But Andy Cohen is also going to be there.
Really?
Love him. It'll be available to stream 6 p.m. on Peacock.
The what?
It's gonna be juicy.
Oh, juicy.
Yeah.
The 49ers finished the preseason with a 30-23 win at Levi's on Saturday over the Chargers. Not too many starters took the field in this one. And of those that did, the most worrisome performance came from Jake Moody, the Niners kicker, who missed an extra point attempt. Can't have a repeat of last year. The Niners are going to begin their regular season on the road in Seattle on Sunday, September 7th.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Mm-hmm. August is in full effect today, you guys. Oh. It's going to linger for a little while before the sun does come out. Highs are dropping once again. We're back to the upper 70s to mid 80s. So hopefully you enjoyed the nice little bit of summer weather that we got.
Yeah, it came and went. Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. If you've been thinking about starting something new, especially if it has anything to do with business or legal procedures, you're in the right place at the right time.
Oh.
Don't think twice. Go for it.
Nice. Get your money.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show with Yana Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right. So every time I bring up my sisters, Graham, you're like the fun sister. I have three.
Well, I like that you delineate the different sisters, the fun one, the boring one, and I can't remember what the other one is.
Probably just the youngest one.
Got it.
So my youngest one went on a first date over the weekend.
Okay.
With a guy she met online. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be talking about this, but whatever. We're not using names or anything. She goes on a first date with somebody that she met on a dating app.
Okay.
So excited for her. She just, broke up with her fiance, actually,
really?
Whoa, that
months ago.
Okay, that was going to be my question, because last I remember talking about her, she was in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
What happened? Are we allowed to unpack that?
I honestly don't even know the details, really. That's her
engagement,
business.
Called off.
Yeah, but it wasn't like they were engaged, but not like planning a wedding. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was, and that's
still an engagement.
Yeah, it is, but whatever.
Jess is engaged and she's not planning a wedding.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but
I haven't started yet.
I feel like they're more like seriously engaged.
I do have stuff planned already, though.
I'm just not planning now.
Well, because remember before we actually got engaged, we were already looking at venues and
stuff.
Yes.
You did the same thing.
I did the exact same thing.
Yeah. Anyways, my sister, youngest one, single, meets a guy that she's filling on whatever dating app she's using.
Right.
And she's like, the night before the date, we're on FaceTime. She's telling me that she's about to go on a date.
Ooh.
And she's going to go meet this guy. Really excited. And
she get everything waxed ahead of time?
I don't know.
I thought that's what girls like talked about, like sisters. Like,
I didn't ask her, but I hope so, just in case.
just a little older sister advice. Watch
she,
your
cooter. She tells me they are going to go hiking in Santa Cruz. Instantly, I'm like, that doesn't sound safe. This is somebody you don't know that you met on an app. I asked my husband, I was like, male perspective, what do you think? And he was like, no. He's like, as a man, you should be wanting her to feel as comfortable as possible by going to a place where there's a lot of people around. Like, yeah, there could be other people walking near you, but what if it's an area that's like completely secluded?
Right.
There's no one there, you know? And he makes you feel uncomfortable or whatever.
Yeah, for meeting somebody for the first time, you don't want to go to an area where no one's going to hear your screams.
That's what I thought. And she was like, well, I'm going anyways. I'm just letting you know. I'm like, oh my God, what if something happens? Graham was would
share
this, like,
your location with me. I'm going to track your every step.
Would this raise like a red flag to you?
If a woman asked me to do this, or do you think in her, like in your sister's case, I just think it's very trail dependent. Okay. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. There's different, hiking is a term that, like, you know, Selena, you walk from your car to the rides at Great America, you call that hiking. Like, what I call hiking might be this, like, steep 7 mile thing way out into the wilderness. Like, there's a wide spectrum of hiking, and there are lots of places where people go, quote unquote, hiking that are sort of like public areas with tons of people, and it's like walking through a big park. You know what I mean? And if it's that, if that's the case, totally fine. But if it's one of these ones where you're off, like you said, out all alone, I wouldn't let my daughter.
No.
I'd say no.
So what it turned out to be, because when she says Santa Cruz, I'm thinking they're going in the mountains and like all this crazy stuff. It turned out to be like a beach walk.
Oh, okay.
See? Which is better. Which is better. No, but even then, my husband was like, but still, like, let it be an empty area. And he like tosses her phone or gets a little too touchy and like no one is there.
No touchy.
Yeah. There's like things can still happen.
I mean, in general, I think for a first date, a hike isn't really the best thing because you're out of breath 90% of the time.
Not if you're walking off gentle stroll along the beach.
I guess. But again, if I hear hike, I'm thinking we're hiking up.
That's what I mean. I know. But there's a wide hiking spectrum here. Types. Those are two different things.
I try to defend the guy a little bit. Well, like, we did hear, you know, more daters, they're opting for, like, free things on a first date. You know, money's tight. And so I did kind of have that perspective as well. So they did the beach walk. I don't want to call it a hike. Yeah. No one's hiking on the beach. And then after that, maybe that was, like a test to see if he liked my sister or not. Yeah, after that,
they
went out to lunch.
Oh. Lunch date.
See,
might as well be looking for a best friend, not an actual date.
Stop. But then why wouldn't they just keep it at a lunch date to begin with, just so that she felt more comfortable with it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. If this guy should have planned it that way, let's go meet for lunch, and then, hey, I know this like great walk next to this sandwich place, and we can go walk along the beach afterwards.
Or for a second date, like, hey, let's go to the beach this time.
That's what I would have preferred.
That way, if you're like sitting there and he's like chewing with his mouth open, order some weird sandwich, and you're just like, I don't want to go walk with this person after. Then you're just like, hey, I got to go home. Get out of there.
But the idea of like first date and like we're alone, you know, I just don't like that. It's so scary meeting somebody online.
I feel like it does track though with what you were saying about like today's dating. Like, I feel like it's less like meeting for a drink and it's more doing an activity.
Yeah, a free activity.
Right.
We've been hearing a lot about that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Ali from Richmond. Talking about Christmas too early. I am driving through Richmond on my way to work right now, and I just saw a house with Christmas lights. It was not there last week, but they are today. Anyways, you guys have a good day, good week. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, now I'm mad. Are you trying to ruin my week?
No, I mean, it's time.
We
kicked off the show with Jess talking about an idea for a Halloween costume.
But that's acceptable.
And we were thinking, man, maybe it's too early to be thinking about a Halloween costume right now. And then we realized, nope, move over Halloween. It's already time to be thinking about Christmas. And if you haven't already, get your Christmas lights up this week because you want to be ahead of everything and be ready.
Right.
Yeah. So just Halloween's done.
Summer's
done. Fall's done.
No one's here for
summer.
It's Christmas time.
I think for me, summer is ending this upcoming weekend.
I agree.
And once that happens, I'm full fall.
Yeah, we discussed this last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think after Labor Day, it's fall, and that's this weekend. So
yeah.
Enjoy your last week of summer, people, and then it's Christmas time.
Yep. All right. We go straight into Christmas.
Graham, you have not been able to shut up about this woman's new last name, or soon-to-be last name. What is it?
This is one of those ones, and, you know, Jess, you've got a wedding coming up. We don't know when, but at some point you're engaged. And, you know, it's a lot of ladies now, do you take the last name? Do you not? I feel like there's a little more gray area. You used to always, ladies just immediately change their name to their man's last name. But now I feel like it's kind of a little more split. Well, I want to know if you guys would change your name in this situation, because this woman, Brooke Marshall, she's getting married to her fiance, and his last name is Hornibrook. So her married name would be Brooke Hornibrook. I just want to know, because you're excited to marry this person. She says they've been together a long time. It's the love of her life.
Oh, my God.
And she always envisioned taking his name, but a lot of people... And she sees the humor in it.
Do you think because of his last name, he's always sought out women named Brooke? Because he had this preconceived notion about them that they were, in fact, horny.
Horny Brooke. It would be tough because, like, hey, which Brooke are you talking about? Horny Brooke, obviously, you know, with all the guys.
Wait, my God, no.
Which Brooke is that? Yeah, Horny Brooke. Yes. Brooke Horny Brooke.
Yeah, it's her last name. Hello.
Yeah, Horny Brooke. Her last name's Marshall now. She could keep that. You know, you could keep your maiden name. You don't have to change your name.
I think I'd still take the last name.
You really?
Yeah. For me, it's just something that I wouldn't matter what my man's last name is.
His last name's Horny Selena.
Then my name would be Selena Horny Selena.
And you would go for it. Yeah. Jess, would you marry Ruben Horny Jess?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Why not? It's a great name. Which Jess are we talking about right now? Horny Jess, obviously.
I couldn't.
What?
I'm actually surprised you would, Selena.
For me, it's like I've always just wanted to you know, be married and have my man's last name.
Okay. That's Selena, Horny Selena.
Yeah, and I would take it if that was my new name.
That's a beautiful
Graham,
name.
Would you take your wife's last name if it was Horny Graham?
It was Horny Graham. Graham, Horny Graham. What Graham are we talking about again?
Horny Graham.
Yeah, why not?
Horny Graham actually flows better, though.
Yeah, that does actually sound like that may be a real name. I think that one might be an actual name.
That one works.
Oh, my God.
What do you guys think about this name? A Colombian family just named their newborn daughter ChatGPT.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No. That's kind of cute.
No, it's not.
YIPITI, not GPT, EPT.
No, get out of here.
Oh, little yippy.
And her name's Yat, or Chat.
No. Little yippity.
Chat, EPT.
No, that poor, don't do that to that poor baby.
I thought that was kind of cute.
No.
I kind of like the sound of that one. It's better than Selena, Horny Selena.
No, that's true.
I'd rather be named Chat, EPT.
I'm going to look into just changing my name to that just for funsies.
Okay.
Do it.
Let us know how it goes.
Horny Selena.
Going to cost you a bit.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Benny Blanco blasted for being, quote, tone deaf. So Benny Blanco shared a video on TikTok of himself eating some blueberries. That cost $200.
Whoa.
Graham, you have kids.
Yeah.
You probably spend a lot on berries like I do. Constantly. I get mad when a little thing of blueberries costs $5.
Yeah.
Try $200.
What were they made out of, solid gold? I'm confused.
No, so go to JV Morning Show. The video is on our story. They look like regular blueberries. They are much bigger, though. Yeah. And it came in it was a PR box that was sent to him. He opens up the box. Each blueberry is like individually packed in a way that it's like set. It's like a set, and there it all has
kind of like a box of chocolate.
Each berry has its own little spot.
They're
in this
huge,
box, but they're massive. And he's eating them on TikTok, and he's marveling at the size and the color of these things. And he says that they are delicious. Meanwhile,
bigger than cherries. These things are big. They're very large,
massive.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the comments are like, Benny Blanco, read the room. We can barely afford groceries. Like, we're struggling to eat regularly. You're sitting there eating a $200 box of blueberries in front of us. Some people had his back, like, well, maybe try being as successful as him, and you too can eat $200 blueberries. Are you guys upset by this? Does this kind of stuff bother you?
Honestly, no. Because, I mean, they were gifted to him. It's not like he went out and like, hey, let me go purchase like and flaunt my money that I purchased.
If he did buy it, would it bother you?
Yes.
A little bit more.
Yeah,
than
it's totally different.
Now.
It's so if you're, if you went out and bought these and then posted a video like, look at me, look how rich I am. I'm eating $200 blueberries while you peasants are eating the $5 crate of them or whatever. I just, the thing that bothers me is watching him eat.
I know.
Up close on
just
video.
Just the grossness of it all.
And his teeth and the blueberries and he's chewing them and stuff. Stop. And then talking at the same time. Don't. I do not need this content.
Maybe I've just become so like used to seeing rich people do rich things that like I've just become jaded. Like it's just what it is. It doesn't even bother me anymore.
I think it also depends on the celebrity that's doing it. I don't see Benny Blanco as the type of person who's like, let me flaunt my money in your face. If anything, it's the opposite. He kind of is more like chill and like whatever's about the things
stop
that he
stop talking has. With your mouth full. Chew with your mouth closed.
You can go see that JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. Can we really quick talk about Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
Sure.
So she has a new movie with Austin Butler. You know, they've been out at various premieres. Like they were in France. They were in Paris last week for the premiere of their new movie. It's called Caught Stealing. And some rumors sparked between Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. They play on-screen love interest in the film, but after one of the premieres, like in Paris, they were hanging out at a bar and everyone's like, oh my God, are they dating? Like, what is going on between them? Well, then yesterday she was seen with Harry Styles walking and their arms interlocked and everyone's like, wait, so is she dating Harry Styles? And now fans are like, hello, you can't have two of the hottest guys in Hollywood. Pick one. Something else that I didn't even realize upon hearing this. She's like besties with Taylor Swift. Remember we talked about Zoe staying at Taylor's house when the wildfires happened? They're really close. Harry Styles is Taylor's ex. Should she be walking arm in arm with her best friend's ex-boyfriend?
That's a good point. But has enough time passed? Is there a statute of limitations on that?
Or I don't think so, ever.
Ever. Is that girl code? You don't ever date somebody's ex, maybe, even if 15 years have gone by.
Maybe celebrity girl code while, is right? different. It's been a while, yeah. And I don't know if it's different for celebrities, but regular girl code, there's time doesn't just run up at a certain point. Run out at a certain point.
It doesn't?
I don't think so.
No.
Would it depend on, like, let's say if it was a high school relationship that they had, and you're already like, it's 20 years later.
Okay, I'll give that a pass.
So there is a statute of limitation.
But it's
time
like
does
a very
out.
Big one.
Well, that's what I mean. But how long has it been since Taylor dated Harry Styles?
So they dated,
I bet you it's been 15 years.
Yeah, they dated 2012 to 2013. Like just a few months, November through January.
Okay,
so that's not too bad, but it was enough to write a bunch of songs about him.
Yeah.
And Taylor does that about everybody.
That's a good
she
point.
She go on one date with a guy, she have two a double album about it.
Okay,
I think it's just like if somebody, like if your buddy dated, like if a buddy of mine dated an ex of mine, like right after we broke up, no, bro, no, too soon.
Right.
But like now, I've been married, and or in Taylor's case, she's essentially married. She's in this new happy relationship. Who cares? Take my scraps.
But
at that
I do
point.
Think, like Selena said, it is different for celebrities. Because a lot of them work together on a bunch of projects. So it's kind of hard to stay away from them.
And I think it's also, I mean, how much time has passed is one factor, Graham, but also the length of the relationship. If I was with somebody for 10 years, but 20 years ago, I still don't want to see my best friend on that guy's arm.
That's a good point, yeah.
If enough time has passed, it's like, what do I care? My life's in a totally different spot.
Yeah, then there's that. Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, really quick, make sure you get your tickets for tonight's Powerball drawing because after nobody won Saturday's draw, the jackpot has ballooned to $750 million. The cash value on that $750 million is about $339 million, which would be a very nice payday. So if you win, which you won't, but if you do, don't forget about your favorite local morning radio show because...
Please and thank you.
We like money. All right. And some more money related news. Apple announced at the end of last week that they are raising the price of their streaming service, Apple TV Plus. The increase is pretty substantial, too, if you ask me, jumping from $9.99 a month to $12.99 a month. If you're an existing customer, that increase is going to be reflected in your next full month bill. Apple last raised their prices on the platform in 2023, so it hasn't been that long, but like we've seen every streaming platform do about every 2 years, they're going to raise the prices on you. And despite that, Apple TV Plus reportedly still loses Apple over $1 billion a year. For comparison, TV Plus has about 40 million subscribers. Netflix has about 300 million.
Whoa. So, Yeah, I don't even have Apple TV.
I don't think I do either.
Do you, Graham?
We had it for a little while because we had to be watching Ted Lasso. And if you guys have never watched any of that phenomenal show, you should be watching that or should have watched that. Although I haven't watched all of it, but I've watched the first two seasons. Highly recommend.
But now we don't have it.
And Severance is the show that I want to be watching, and I just haven't.
Wait, I want to see that one too. Dang it, now I need to get Apple TV.
I know. Well, now it's more expensive.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess, JV crew, Brokencito, Sacktown. Just letting you know that I'm still listening. I love you guys. I can only podcast due to me getting up so early in the morning. This is probably the first time I've listened to you guys live. Love you guys. You guys still make me laugh. And keep up the good work. Go Raiders.
Oh, that talk back was really going. I loved that talk back. Great to hear from Rubensito. He's one of our faves. And listening live this morning.
Wow. Yes.
Hopefully we're not disappointing.
The
I've heard we sound
on.
Way better on the podcast than live.
I'm kidding. We can edit everything.
But then the Go Raiders at the end.
Oh yeah, about that. It's Wild 94.9 The Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. Thanks for hanging with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And before we get to What the Bleep.
Good morning, JV Shows. My name is Julius. And I got the chug mug right now. And also, I forgot to say, who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yes. Who gives a fart?
You guys, he went on Thursday. How fast is that?
Wow, that was fast.
He's saying he already has chug mug in hand?
No big deal.
Wow, this is record time.
Did you drive it to his house personally? No. Wow.
We always give Jess a hard time about taking forever to send out the chug mug. So
I've been doing good. I've been doing good.
All right, so now you guys can expect them in 2 days or less.
Two days shipping.
So I just jinxed myself. So the delivery truck is breaking down as we speak.
All right, now to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
Guys always want to with us facing the other direction, but I think us ladies would prefer face to face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Sometimes.
It's true about the guy's preference.
Yeah. But at least mix it up, but you know, face to face is nice too.
Interesting. All right, think about what that bleeped out
in the morning.
Word could be. Yeah, good point. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Yeah, the breath. Oh, be stinking. All right. Remember, this is a family show, people, so keep those guesses PG. You are leaving those family-friendly PG guesses on the talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out and hopefully be mailing you a chug mug. But we're only mailing the person that gets the very first correct
That's
answer of the
right.
morning, the chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing our What the Bleep game. It's where you have to guess the bleeped out word correctly if you're the first person to do that. We're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
Guys always want to with us facing the other direction, but I think us ladies would prefer face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Look at me.
Ugh, no thanks.
In the eyes.
No.
No blinking.
No, thank you.
As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is and you want to leave your guess, do that on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some of your guesses now.
Hi, this is Mimi calling from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is sleep. Thank you.
Sleep face-to-face.
That's a great guess. What's your guys' preference there?
No, opposite.
I do a lot of the opposite, but lately I've been trying to make more of a effort to sleep facing.
But doesn't it feel a little like awkward or creepy if you wake up earlier? Because then you're just staring.
I think there's only two. You can both be facing opposite ways, so you can both be facing outwards on the bed, right? Mm-hmm. That works. Or one person can be facing the other. But when you're face-to-face and you're just breathing their CO2 all night, like, oh, I don't need to be breathing your exhale all night. Like, no thanks.
Well, we have a Cali King, so we're on opposite sides of the bed.
Sorry.
Oh, you guys slide way to the outsides. There's just like a void, big giant void.
Well, not really. He sleeps in the middle. I sleep on the edge. I don't know why. Just he takes up the entire bed.
Wow. Must be nice.
What's up, JV Show? It's Vince and Olivia from Dublin. I'm going to guess today's bleeped out word is talk. All right, have a great Monday.
Talking, yeah.
It's a very popular guest this morning. They're just saying like...
Like, don't turn your back to me when I'm talking to you.
I guess. But guys would prefer to just talk to the back of their ladies' heads.
Talk to the butt.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Talk to the butt.
Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Cassie, Nolan, and Madison.
And I think the bleeped out word is cuddle.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, I don't want, again, that goes to that thing. You don't want to cuddle face to face, at least not for an extended period of time.
Right. Yeah, like a little hug, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody does that.
One person's going to turn the other direction.
It's always big spoon, little spoon.
I love being the little spoon.
I know you do, Graham. I mean, not from experience.
Oh.
I just heard Graham say that before. Let's get that clarified, please. All right, we are still playing What the Bleep, which means we need you to leave your guesses. What do you think this bleeped out word is? Leave your guess on the talkbacks now on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are trying to give you this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and Jess will send it to you now in record time. You get it in like 2 days.
Expedited priority shipping.
Yep.
And she drops it off at your house.
Yeah.
Personally.
White glove delivery.
Yes.
And set up. Yep. She'll even take away your old chug mug. Yeah.
Free of charge.
Yep.
All right. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Guys always want to with us facing the other direction. Mm-hmm. But I think us ladies would prefer face to face.
All right. Let's go to the talk back. See if anyone got it.
Hi, 94.9. Christina from San Francisco. And I think the bleeped out word is hug. Do you want a hug? Okay, have a good day.
Very popular guest. Did she leave us that talk back from the shower?
I was just going to say that.
Water drip, drip, dropping back there. Appreciate you.
She just shut off the shower.
I actually don't mind when they hug you from behind. I think it's so sweet.
I actually like that more sometimes.
Yeah. Because
it's like unsuspecting. That's fine. Grab on.
All right. Just letting you know. And I'm glad that was Christina.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad she's thinking of us while she's in the shower.
Yeah.
Probably most
good morning, JV Show. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz. I want to guess the bleeped out word is eating. Eating.
There were a couple of people that said eating this morning. Someone please explain.
I'm confused.
I don't know. I guess if you don't want to share, you would turn your back.
It's got to be an awkward dinner table.
I guess so. Everyone's just facing the outside of the table.
Right. That seems strange, but okay, you do you. Whatever works.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne and George from San Jose, and we think the bleeped out word is sneeze.
Sneeze?
No, we don't want to sneeze face to face.
Who wants a face to face?
No.
Sneeze. I can think of nothing worse. No. That was the most terrible thing ever.
Hey, guys. This is Victor from Oakland. I'm guessing the bleeped out word is Dan. Have a good day, guys.
Dan. All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped.
Guys always want to dance with us facing the other direction, but I think us ladies would prefer face to face.
We don't want to grind all the time.
Why not?
Because sometimes it gets tiring. We're in heels already, and then like we're just having to be like
mix it up down a little bit.
Yeah, but then it feels like you're looking at us like judging our dance moves. We don't really want to have a dance move. We just want to have you do most of the work.
Yeah,
see what I mean?
Sometimes I want to be twirled around. I want to, you know, be
like actual dancing.
I'm going to twirl you? What are you, at a sock hop in the 1950s? Like, what? I got to twirl you?
Yeah, twirl me. Twirl me.
That sounds like a lot of work. No, thank you. All right.
Whatever.
Let's give some shout outs. Victor in Oakland. What's up, Victor? What's up? Very first correct answer this morning, and he'll get himself a brand new JV Show chug mug. All right, a few other people this morning came with the correct answer. Our buddy Mylene in Danville had it. So did James in Clovis. Yvonne in San Jose had it. So did John in Fremont. Azul in Berkeley had it. So did Kaylee in Vallejo and Lucia in San Francisco. There's a few people out there that were damn close. They said dancing, like our buddies Amanda and Adeline in Napa. They said dancing, and so did Ava in Union City.
So close.
Right there. So close.
But the word was dance.
Yeah. So, like, technically, you lost.
Got it. Dang it. Yeah. Well, good. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, same time, right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Is this Kurt?
Good morning. Yeah, this is Kurt.
Kurt, how's it going? How is the
Kurt
weekend?
Or Kurt.
Good. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. Yeah, good question. Is it Kurt?
Kurt or Kirk?
Kirk, Captain Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kirk. Okay. Then, yeah, Jess got your name wrong, so we can blame her for that. Sorry, I've been calling you Kurt.
Sounded like Kurt.
It's not good enough, Jess. Okay. All right, Kirk, you were on to play the JV Show's Yuff Nope game. On the line today,
we have two tickets to see Baby Monster September 10th at Oakland Arena.
So we're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours. Here's question number one. If water is
potable.
Potable.
Potable. If water is potable, does that mean it is safe to drink or not safe to drink?
All right, what's the term? Potable?
Potable.
Potable. Okay, this is going to be safe.
Yep.
There you go.
It is safe to drink. There you go. Is that a new... Are you guys... Are we all learning something here? Or?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
okay.
No. I just learned that today, yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, good. All right, question number two. The Sanderson sisters are the names of the witches in what classic Halloween movies?
I didn't hear the first word.
The Sanderson sisters.
Oh, okay.
Very popular movie.
What Halloween movie is that from?
I'm not really sure about this one.
Take a guess.
I'm gonna guess. Hocus Pocus. I don't know.
Yep.
Yes. Oh yes. My God.
Hocus
no
Pocus.
Way. I got that right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just guessed. I'm not even kidding. I just guessed that.
Well, you got it right. Point for you. All right. Here's question number three. In what part of your body would you find your pituitary gland?
Ooh, I should know this one. Pituitary gland should be in the... I believe that should be the brain.
Yep.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Mm-hmm. It is in your brain. All right. You don't even need this one. You've already guessed your way and won the game. All right. Question number four. In the NFL, a false start is a how many yard penalty?
That should be. Okay. I'm a big football guy, and I hope I get it right. I believe it's five.
Yep.
Woof, woof.
Never seen somebody. We've never had somebody less confident on all their answers, but get all of them correct before. Nicely done. That's a win.
You just got two tickets to see.
You won,
Baby Monster, on September 10th at Oakland Arena. Congrats!
Can I do a quick shout out, or is that okay? Or
yeah, of course.
I want to shout out to Valley Medical Center. So yeah, hope they're listening to me.
Valley Medical Center.
Yeah, I worked there, so hopefully.
Oh, man. Okay. And they heard you like, oh, where's the pituitary gland?
I know. Yeah,
I don't want Kirk as my doctor. Just kidding. Shout out to Valley Medical Center.
Who gives a fart?
Kirk, congratulations. Have a great rest of your day. Hang on for those tickets. Grammy, do we have any shout-outs?
We do. A couple DMs here. I got one that says, hey, Grammy. A lot of A's and M's and Y's in that one. Hey, Grammy. I was hoping you'd give my amazing, most handsomest boyfriend, Jesse, a very happy, happy birthday shout-out. His birthday was yesterday, August 24th. He actually hit you up for my birthday back in April. Thought I must do the same. I want to let him know that he's such an amazing, smart, good-looking, funny, and amazing partner a gal could have. I got him turned on to the JV show, and I know he deserves
Who gives a fart?
And I'd very much appreciate that. And that is from Kelsey. Yes, so happy, happy birthday,
happy birthday,
Jesse. Another one here. Hey, Grandma, my three kids and I listen to you guys every morning before school. We love that you make us laugh so much. My oldest is turning 15 today. Could you please make his day and give him a surprise shout out? You're the best. His name is Devin Ty, and that's from Mom Christina. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Appreciate you guys listening to our show. Another one here. Hey, Graham, we're longtime listeners to your show. My kids and I listen every morning on the way to school. Today's my son Jason's birthday. Could you please give him a shout out? He's turning 10. Thank you so much. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Jason. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So more details surrounding Lil Nas X's arrest last week. So on Friday, we talked about Lil Nas X. He was wandering the streets of LA at like 4 a.m. wearing nothing but some cowboy boots and some whitey tighties. And then when police showed up, Nas X charged at them. So he was arrested, but first stopped at the hospital to be treated for a possible overdose. I know that's a lot to unpack in itself, but there's more.
Oh, man.
So when police showed up, it was already like 5:45 in the morning. That's how long he was out there. And they found him not in cowboy boots and tidy whities. He was completely naked, you guys.
Oh.
Rapping Nicki Minaj. Like, didn't even care that he was exposed. At some point, he had ditched the underwear and ditched the cowboy boots and was out there completely nude on the
street.
That
Old Town Road. Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah.
Boots anymore.
What? Underwear? Don't need them.
Nope.
So I don't know what happened to the tidy whities, where or when he ditched those, but those cowboy boots that he was wearing, they're now up on eBay.
How nice. Much?
$10,000.
Wow.
Nice.
So you know how multiple people who rode by him as he was out there walking, they all recorded him? Like there's different clips from different people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one guy says that after he stopped recording and drove off, Lil Nas X started like rolling around on the street and he could see him in the mirror. So he turned around to drive back to Lil Nas X. By the time he got there, the boots were off. And when he asked Lil Nas X about the boots, he reportedly said, "Girl, I don't need them boots anymore." So the guy got out of his car and he went to like retrieve the boots, looks back up, Lil Nas X is gone. But he had the boots and that's why they're listed on eBay now. $10,000. So far, zero bids. I just went and checked.
Yeah, that seems like a steep
Nobody
price.
Nobody is buying these.
What about now? Look, are the tidy whities are not listed, but I got an old pair at my house. We could post those up and say, these were Lil Nas X's. He was wearing them. But put the price something more realistic,
right.
Like $500 or something.
Yes. Will there be stains in those?
You can't have them without because
you want it to be authentic.
They're mine and they're used, so they're already
ew.
They're already there.
That is so gross.
We won't have to dress them up at all. They're ready to go.
That's disgusting. Oh. As for what is going to happen to Lil Nas X, so he's spent the entire weekend in jail. He is still in there this morning. He wasn't able to automatically just bail out because he did charge at police. So it's considered a violent offense.
Oops.
So he's got to wait for his bail hearing, which should happen today. Authorities said that there's a long line of people waiting to have their bail set. And just because he's a celebrity doesn't mean he gets to jump the line. So he had to wait, you know, until Monday today, you know, for that chance to get in front of a judge.
Yeah, you're waking up in jail and you're like, I did what? With the, and I was wearing a what? And I didn't have, my boots
what?
Are gone. And
yeah.
Then now they're on eBay. And I did what to a police officer?
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a major come down.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Embarrassing. We wrote some things in the Prediction Journal on Friday, whether or not this was a PR stunt. Do you guys still believe it was?
I didn't say it was, but I said new music is still on the way.
I said it was.
Jess, are you sticking with that?
I kind of want to change my answer.
Like,
maybe.
He was sitting in a jail cell all weekend.
Know.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I think less PR.
Yeah, less PR, here. More real life.
But still music on the way. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
Graham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a good stepping stone for some new music.
Right. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, quick update on the Picket Fire. That's the one that's raging up in Napa County. As of this morning, Cal Fire says the fire is now just 13% contained. It's burned a little over 6,800 acres. This fire is burning up in the hills and mountains north of Calistoga. So it's really far north of the actual city of Napa. But thank you to everybody who's reached out to see if my family's been affected by this. You can mark us safe. Luckily, we are nowhere near this
one.
The
Herberts are safe.
Hopefully, most other people are safe, too, because there have been no reports of any homes being burned or any injuries, which is really good news. Hopefully, it stays that way. Meanwhile, though, Napa County has declared a local emergency over it, but that's more of a move just to free up some more funding to fight that fire.
It
seems like to be in a little more rugged area. Also, I talked to a friend that has property in the area, and he's like, it's in a lot of areas that already burned a few years back in previous fires. So it's burning like brush and not like, it's not like some huge forest fire in all the sections.
Okay, so. Good.
Yeah. All right. Last night, SpaceX had to scrub the 10th launch of their massive Starship rocket. It was set to take off from Texas, but there was apparently an issue with some ground systems. SpaceX can't take any chances with this because, as you guys remember, every time they try to launch this thing, it just blows up. Suffers
right.
what
Thank
they call,
you.
Quote, a rapid unscheduled
right.
disassembly.
Get it right.
Right. The Starship rocket is the stainless steel behemoth. This thing's massive, and it's supposed to be fully reusable and then capable of carrying up to 100 people to deep space destinations in the near future. They think this is going to be the rocket that takes humans to Mars and things like that. The launch window's now been pushed to this afternoon at 4:30. There's going to be a webcast starting a little bit before that if you'd like to tune in and watch this thing blow up live. Sorry, suffer a rapid unscheduled disassembly live. You'll be able to watch it. Here's one for the Prediction Journal. So far, they're 0-9 on launches. None of them have been a successful test. What do you guys think about this one?
It's blown up.
Yeah, it's going to blow up.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's not going to blow up. It's going to disassemble.
Right. It's going to suffer a rapid, unscheduled disassembly at some point. Something's going wrong.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Cedric without the haircut. But I took my daughter to go see K-pop Demon Hunters in theaters yesterday in Concord. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I looked at the tickets. It looks like it's a full theater. It's going to be a lot of clapping, singing, people dancing. And it was like a regular movie. People were just sitting down, watching the movie at the end. No clapping. And I think I'm going to give it a Selena rating. It was a cute movie. I guess.
It was cute.
It was a cute movie.
Wait, this is supposed to be like the sing-along. Like theaters nationwide, one weekend only, K-pop Demon Hunter sing-along showing.
And nobody was singing?
Wow, that's disappointing.
That is.
Now, Graham.
Yeah?
It was your birthday weekend.
Uh-huh.
Last week, all we talked about was how your daughter, Quinn, is obsessed with K-pop Demon Hunter.
You guys, the soundtrack won't shut up in my house right now.
Did you take her to a sing-along? What? You said you were.
Well, we had kind of a packed weekend of just other stuff.
You mean that you we're gambling. Doing.
And she would have had a great time. But yeah, Friday was my birthday. And so I didn't spend my birthday weekend going to that.
Poor Quinn.
If they were going to do it another date, I definitely would have. Are they? Do we know if they're extending this past this weekend?
Not that I've heard.
I imagine it stacked up a decent amount of money. Like, I imagine it was a pretty lucrative weekend
but
for it.
But after so they hear that nobody was even singing along to it, I don't think they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
It's tough to sing along to those. I mean, my kids are playing those songs to me nonstop. And, like, they're catchy, but, like, they're kind of tough to sing along to. They're not like the... You know, they're not like these big, long ballads, you know, from some of these Disney movies that are a little easier to follow along with.
It's like faster paced.
Right. It's pop music. You know, it's a little tougher. Anyways, Friday, you guys, was my birthday, we know. And thank you to everybody that slid into my DMs or whatever and on the talkbacks here.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, exactly. Who gives a fart about that?
Who gives a fart?
But it ended up being a solid, one of the best birthdays I've ever had, I think.
Really?
Went out to lunch with my wife and one of my best friends. We went to this place in St. Helena called Charlie's. It's a pretty new restaurant, and everybody won't shut up. Have you been to Charlie's? Have you tried Charlie's? Charlie's is the best. Have you gone to Charlie's? And I hadn't gone to Charlie's, so I went to Charlie's, and you guys, so good.
What's so special about Charlie's?
They're just, I don't know, the food's just really, really good, and the drinks are really, really good. Oh, great cocktails, so had a few of those, obviously, birthday lunch, and had some delicious food. I want to know if you guys would have ordered this, because it was a pricey upgrade on the, or a pricey addition, I should say. They have, everyone's like, you got to get the fried chicken. So I'm like, okay, get the fried chicken. And then our waitress was like, would you like to add the fancy ranch to that? Yeah, of course I would. What am I going to dunk it into? And then you look that the fancy ranch costs $15. And you're like,
what? For some ranch?
And you're like, $15 ranch? Like, what's the deal with that? I still want it. It's my birthday. But what's so fancy about it? And it's like house made, you know, and then it has caviar in it.
Ew. No, I'm a pass.
It was so good,
you
guys.
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Wait, that is disgusting. With the ranch? What about that? Ranch caviar? That's
gross. Yeah, but ranch caviar on a little, like, a toast?
On a thing of delicious fried chicken? Are you kidding me? The fried chicken was amazing. It was so good. And throw some of that on there.
That's why I feel like me and, like, high-class restaurants, we just don't mix. Like, I don't want that.
You would have mixed just fine had you had a couple of their spicy margs like I had.
Oh,
there.
Maybe.
Oh, they were so
good. That's a good point.
All right, then after that, my wife left, and then my buddy and I played 9 holes of golf. Beautiful day out there to crush a few more beverages. You know, I didn't play that great, but whatever. And then, of course, we went to my very favorite place in Napa, Ace and Vine.
Let's go!
I love that. And if you don't know, it's like a little casino. It's right on the Napa
River.
It's
Graham's second home.
It is my second home. Played some blackjack there for a couple hours. Shout out to their manager, Alan. He listens.
You know the manager?
He listens to the show, man. He spotted me, and I was sitting down there. He's like, happy birthday, Graham! I was like, yeah, bro. Like, yes. It was also his birthday, so happy birthday to Alan. But yeah, I appreciate him. He listens.
Who gives a fart?
To the show. And you guys, the gambling, it did not go well.
My God.
Birthday luck, that's not a thing. Just lose, 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 then some more losing, then lose.
We kind of covered that, you know, earlier in the day on your birthday Friday, that you probably shouldn't go to a casino because the bad luck had you chugging off the chug wheel that morning.
That's right. And somebody even mentioned that on the talk
back. They said, like, do not go to casino today.
This is a sign. Don't go. Well, they were right because I just lost and then I lost and I lost. And I was like, it was noteworthy if I ever even won one single hand because I just progressively lost and lost and lost, lost again. Then I bet some more and then I lose, lose, lose. I had to go back to the ATM. Now that's when you know, when you're back there in the line at the ATM, that's when you're like, am I about to make a huge mistake?
Yes.
And usually the answer is yes. But let me tell you this, guys. I went back to the ATM, then I went back to that table, and I went on the greatest run comeback in the history of me. I just started winning and winning and winning and stacks on stacks on stacks and racks on racks and winning and winning, 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 and stacking up all the money.
Did you stack up your money just to like break even, or did you make more than that?
Selena.
What?
I went well above.
Oh,
well above.
My God.
And at the end, my buddy's like, I was like, we got to get out of here because I had plans with my family that night to go. We went to a outdoor movie night and I didn't want to be, because every time I go to Ace of Vine, I was like, just don't come home at 3 a.m. And we had plans. Oh, this was in the afternoon and we had plans, you know, for dinner and going to this movie. So I was like, I got to get home. We're like, I was pushing it, you know, I was probably pushing it already because I'd already gotten the text like, where, what are you doing? Like, what's your ETA? And I hadn't responded to that one.
Oh,
and I knew
God.
I was on borrowed time. So my buddy's like, you should just push it all on one hand. And I was like, and usually I do that because I'm an idiot. And I was like, no, but then I'd be down huge if I lose and I don't want to do that. So then he's like, well, just take that one big stack of chips and put that all on one hand. And I did. I slid out the big stack. Uh-huh. And if you saw that stack, it wasn't massive, but it was a pretty sizable stack. I posted that on my Instagram story. And of course, the birthday luck kicked in because it hit a blackjack, you guys.
What?
And I walked out of there on a blackjack win on a big stack, high-fiving everybody in there, walked out like a damn hero.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome,
and then you made
guys.
It back to your family.
Made it back to my family with a extra large stack of cash in my pocket, and life was good. And we went to the movie night, and they were showing The Sandlot, and it was just a great night. It was awesome.
Wow,
that sounds amazing.
It was like the best birthday ever. Aww. Met up with some friends at the movie night too, and like hung out, had some more drinky drinks. It was top 10 birthdays of all time.
I do have a
top
question.
Five birthdays,
because
of all time.
Again, yeah, Graham's birthday was on Friday. He turned 28 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Are you, so today, are you 28 and a half or are we reverting back to 27 and a half?
I think I like 28 and a half has got a nice.
You're
going
to be 28 and a half for a full year?
Yeah, that means at your next birthday at the end of this year.
No, I think
you're
I like 26 and a half.
You're going to have to go to 27.
No, I don't think that's how it works. I think I get to choose my own age.
I think people have figured out by now we are not in either of those ages and not even close.
You know, every once in a while, someone will leave a talk back like, wait, but Selena, your daughter is 13. How did that work out? You're 26 and a half.
A young mom. We're
that's the only problem. That. Our kids are advancing at a normal biological age. You
right.
and I are not. We are.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's Hazel from San Francisco. I took my six-year-old and one of her friends to a sing-along at the old AMC 1000. It's now called Apple Theaters. And her and her friend were standing up, singing, dancing. There was a few people around us that were also, my daughter dressed up like Mira. So we had a great time. It was very fun.
That's so cute. Yeah, we were talking about K-pop Demon Hunters. They had sing-alongs, you know, in theaters nationwide over the weekend. we got to talk back maybe like 10 minutes ago saying, yeah, somebody went to the theater and conquered, dead. No one singing, regular movie.
No singing, no dancing,
that's
no festivities.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Melissa from San Jose. So I took my daughter to the K-pop Demon Hunter sing-along this weekend. The theater was packed. Oh, my God. So many kids. And they were all singing along. And my daughter knows every word to every song. She was standing up. She was belting it out. She had a great time. Graham, you should have took your daughter.
Graham, you should have.
Well, now I should. Our buddy Edgar left that talkback saying it was dead, and now everyone else is saying that it was just packed and singing
so
and dancing.
Much fun.
Would have been a lot of fun. Whoops.
Wow. I'm gonna make sure
they'll
your daughter
for another
knows.
Weekend.
I don't think they're going
yeah,
to.
No, it was just one time thing.
One time only. You miss it, you miss it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
My name is Lou, and I'm from Berkeley. I'm 9 years old, and I love to listen to your show. And I'm really glad I got the iHeartRadio out, because now I can send talkbacks. And I'm really excited, and I can't wait to just listen to you every day.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh,
dude,
God.
Best talkback of 2025
yes.
right there. What's up, Lou? What's up?
Welcome to the talkbacks.
Yeah.
Hope we hear from you more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can we talk about school drop-off and pick-up fashion?
Sure.
You know, we hear every once in a while about certain schools, you know, they start implementing dress codes for parents. And there's always controversy about what parents can and cannot wear. Wanted to bring some things to your attention, just things that I've seen. You know, I live in Hayward. We just had our first full week of school last week.
Yeah.
And just in those, you know, few days, I've seen some questionable things. One of them was almost from myself.
Oh,
but I stopped myself from walking out the door because I was like, maybe I shouldn't go pick up my son in this t-shirt. I have a t-shirt of Tupac. He's got both middle fingers up. What do you guys think? I mean,
that's just like what you wear around the house.
That's how I normally dress. Yeah. But I was like, I don't know. Am I going to be looked at weird by the other parents or by the teachers? And so I did go back and I put something else on. But what did you guys, what would you think of that?
If you're picking up somebody from elementary school, don't wear it. If Agreed. It's somebody in high school, yeah, because then you're cool.
Okay.
Yeah, but also, like, are you cool or are you trying
it's
too hard?
It's cringe. It's
like,
trying
it's
too hard.
It's kind of cringe.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah. Okay, so stay away. Do not wear that.
Most kids would probably be like, eh, 6'7", but, like, a lot of them would be very, would definitely say cringe or, like, that mom's being totally mid.
Yeah.
But, no cap. Yeah, Jess is right. You can't to an elementary school.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too. So I'm glad you made the right choice. I stopped myself. Okay, but then after changing my shirt, I get there. I'm in the pickup line, and we have to like get out of the car, line up. So you see all the other parents, you know, walk up. One mom, she had on slides, socks with slides, which I'm not mad at. I have that on right now.
Right.
But her slides, like each slide had a word on it.
Okay.
I couldn't make out what the entire phrase or term was, but one of the shoes had the P word.
What?
Wait, really?
On top of the slide?
Yes. And
is it supposed to just have a Nike swoosh there?
Not these ones. And I don't know what the other one said, but that one, I'm almost positive, was the P word.
Ooh, I don't think you wear that.
But I mean, we're picking up 4 or 5 year olds. They can't read anyways, you know? But
the parents, what do you think? The teachers can.
Yeah, and the teachers can. The principal can surely read that.
Yeah.
What do you think the other sandal judging. Said?
I don't know.
Eater. Yeah, I think so too. That one,
I'm gonna go too far. Like you don't wear that.
I agree, and it's an easy change. You have another pair of shoes there by the front door. Just put those on.
And then Friday, I'm back in the pickup line. Just one more thing. Friday, I'm back in the pickup line. Guy wearing Crocs. Socks with Crocs, which I'm fine with. Okay. I do that all the time. these Crocs had like weed all over it, like little weed
gibbets.
Prints. No. Just it was like printed onto the Crocs.
Actual
they were
pattern.
Like weed Crocs. Yeah. What do you guys think? Picking up?
I guess
an elementary school.
I guess little kids could see that as just little plants. So that's less.
No, little kids know.
Is that aloe vera on your
Crocs?
Yes.
They're rolling one up behind the gymnasium already. We know that.
But Grandma's another parent. I mean, what do you think about that?
I'm judging this slightly. It's just a slight judgment. It's not like, what?
It's kind of
like, we could do better.
Now, well, obviously I don't have kids, so I don't deal with like the whole pickup situation that you guys do. I would assume that a lot of parents maybe show up in pajamas. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Maybe in the morning. I don't know. I'm not there in the morning, obviously,
because
I'm here.
I've seen it in the afternoon, too.
Yeah, I've heard stories. Really? In the afternoon?
Yes. Like that one.
And you're judging, right?
Yes.
Do you think that shouldn't be allowed? Because every time we hear of a school, you know, they start up a dress code for parents. It's always because of the pajamas. They're like, put on regular clothes. Do you think that should be a thing? Should schools be allowed to tell parents no pajamas?
No, but have like a little bit of self-respect, right? Like, I look and just like, man, I know that means if it's pickup time and that, like, that's all you've worn today.
Right.
Like, that's been your attire.
Yeah, but what
the
if it's somebody...
The drop-off one's slightly different because, dude, getting kids out of the house in the morning is the hardest thing on earth. Like, the hardest thing in the world. So if you don't have time to get yourself ready, fine by me. Wear your pajamas. But by the afternoon time, and those little jerks have been at school all day, and you've had some free time to, I don't know, change your clothes, could you do that?
But what if they did change their clothes and those are their daytime pajama look?
Oh, that's true.
No.
Yeah. I did go to the DMV the other day and there are a lot of pajamas in there. So.
Really? But it's probably not the ones that they slept in. They get out of their sleepwear.
Right. That's their daytime
possibly
look.
Possibly shower. And, yeah.
All right. Then I'd like to take back what I said.
I'm still judging a little bit.
You are?
Yeah. People are feeling attacked right now.
I know.
Leave your feedback for It's Jess C.
Yeah.
On all social
or
media.
Or leave talkbacks.
Yes. Or leave.
Yeah. On the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy.
And Kevin.
And we just want to wish Michael a big happy birthday. Thanks, guys.
But who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Happy birthday, Michael.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. All right, we're the JV Show. Happy Monday. It's Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were just talking about what parents are wearing to school, drop off and pick up, because I've seen some questionable things. And then we got on the topic of, well, what about pajamas? Mm-hmm. A lot of people do it. I think most parents have done it.
Good morning, JV Show. It's about the pajama wearing parents. I think wearing pajamas the afternoon to pick up your kids is just as bad as people wearing pajamas to the gym. That's a huge no. Change. Stop being dirty.
Wow. Why is that dirty?
Because it feels like you just rolled out of bed, yeah, and now you've worn your pajamas, which you probably are going to wear that night as well to sleep again, but you've worn them outside into the outdoors.
And he's saying at pickup. That means, I'm reading that you've now been in those things for more than 12, 15 hours.
Right, but what if they're not the ones that they slept in?
See, I'm okay with, like, leggings or even, like, some types of sweats.
We talked about that on Friday. Leggings are out.
No one wears leggings
anymore. Some type of, like, cooler sweats.
I'm leggings right now.
Oh, I knew it.
And, people are talking about you on the drop-off.
I know. This is me. It's me that we're describing here.
Selena, do you ever feel, because I've seen other stuff online about how some ladies in particular, like, get a little more dressed up than usual to go to pick up. It's more of like a, it's almost like a,
like a competition.
It's like you want to be, you're judging the other moms and look at me, I'm showing up looking great. Do you ever feel any like pressure to do that, or
no?
Your borderline pajamas.
I feel like I would do that if I was a mom.
You would? I mean, because not when you see all the other moms. We're all just on the same level.
You're saying all Hayward moms look like trash?
I'm saying we're all just on the same level of, like, comfort. Like, do you know what I mean? Just wearing normal clothes.
It sounds like you're saying all the other moms are sloppy. And you feel fine just slopping it up with them.
Maybe if it was, like, a private school situation and all the other parents are coming in like, heels and business attire, like, maybe I would feel more like, okay, maybe I got to dress up for this.
Yeah.
But not the schools that I'm going to pick up my kids now.
Got it. Yeah, no. I mean, if I showed up in pajamas and all the other dudes were wearing, like, collared shirts and stuff,
you might change.
I would feel like, even though I'd been wearing my pajamas all day, that now I got to go into my closet and iron up a shirt just so I can pick my kids up from school.
That would be so annoying.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about this new dating term. Got an alert for you here.
Oh, well,
blue.
Yeah, here it is.
Blue. Have you guys heard of Shrekking?
No. Let me go on Urban Dictionary.
Please let me know what that
is.
Because it might be a little different. Yeah, Shrekking is settling for a relationship with someone that is uglier than you. And then hoping that because they're uglier, they're going to treat you better, but then they still just do you dirty. So if you get Shreked, that's like bad. Like you got hurt by someone who's not even as attractive as you.
That's
Isn't
true.
That so
That would
mean?
Hurt more.
No, I'm laughing at the definitions in Urban Dictionary.
Wait, what is that?
None
say?
Of them are those. And I can't read the first one, and I definitely can't read the second one.
Is there a is there a way to clean it up a little bit?
Nope.
Okay, well, let's just leave that out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get to that. What do you guys think about Shreking, and have you ever Shreked?
I think usually I go for people more attractive than me. I haven't Shreked. I guess they've Shreked with me. Wait.
Yeah, they're technically,
oh my God.
One. There always has to be one person. Can two people be exactly even in looks?
I mean, I think it's possible, but it's hard to come by. One person is always less attractive. I'm with you, Jess. I think
we've been the Shreks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is actually so sad.
That's a tough realization on this Monday morning. I mean, you should always be the other person, whether or not they are above or below you on the look scale. You should always believe that they're above you, right? You always want to be dating up. You don't want to look over that person and be like, if only they were better looking.
But also, it's like, it was one of those things where you thought that they were better looking in the moment. Because now if I look back, I'm like, they were the Shrek.
Oh, 2 a.m. at the bar.
You know, like, well, no, but
then,
you know what I mean.
Then once you learn their personality and stuff, you're like, yeah, you're just not even attractive at all. Graham, have you ever Shreked, settled for someone less attractive than you would have liked?
Probably slightly, because, I mean, look at, you know.
Of course, why are we even asking you?
And was it for the reason of, like, I guess, being the hotter one?
No. Okay.
Did you think they would treat you better because they were not as hot?
No, they should have. probably like kicking themselves now. Like,
right.
Once they see, once you see who they ended up with, like, good luck.
There is some satisfaction to that.
But yeah, there is some to
there
that.
Is a little bit. And we shouldn't care about that type of stuff, but it does feel good.
It does.
Okay, so, but when, let me ask that, because we've talked about that before. Let's say you go through a bad breakup and that ex goes on to date somebody that is not as good looking as you. Isn't that a reflection of you in some regards?
I feel like...
Or do you feel just instantly good about that?
I get how some people can take it that way. Like, is ugly your type? Was I ugly? No, I would feel good about that person being a downgrade.
Yeah, me too.
I would feel better than seeing them with a bombshell, because then I'm like, oh.
I hate that you use the term bombshell now just because of Love Island. God,
like
it's
it.
Like multiple times a morning. We could be bombshells for Halloween. No, we can't, but, Jess.
Well, if we could, we gotta just believe. We gotta have Graham's confidence. And then
but what's the what's your costume like? Are you dressed up like an actual bomb shell? Or are you just
like a hot person? Person?
No,
like
one doesn't know what that is.
No.
In a thank you. Hot person in a bikini with the little microphone around our neck.
I'm back in.
Okay, maybe that might work. Because there's a certain kind of microphone they wear on Love Island.
Yeah.
It has to be that specific kind.
Okay, now I'm back in.
All right, anyways, there's your dating term lesson for today.
Shrekking.
Use it in a sentence at some point, if you will. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena, be yourself. Pick up, drop off, wear whatever you want. Who cares what those other moms say, do, whatever? Trust me. I know. But more importantly, I want to know what Graham wears for drop off and pick up.
Thank you.
That's a great question. I don't do drop-offs because I'm here. My wife, bless her heart, does drop-offs, which is an absolute nightmare. This morning, Grandma and Grandpa did drop-offs because my wife is flying right now to Houston for a work trip. Ooh. But I do pickups, and at pickups, I wear my gym clothes because I've just gone to the gym right before that. I try to time out, you know, going to the gym.
That's lazy.
And then going there. And that's I agree. It's one step above pajamas.
Yeah, that's showing off a little bit, I think.
But, like, I'm not getting back into the clothes that I wore to work here in the morning. At that point, they're, like, they're in the hamper.
Right. I honestly don't think it's a big deal. Pajamas, it honestly doesn't bother me whether the parents wear.
Okay. I think gym clothes is better than pajamas. Like, I ain't wearing no flannel pajama pants to the pickup line.
Even if people did, doesn't bother me.
Shorts and a t-shirt? Sure.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Selena, I agree. I mean, the morning time, pajamas, whatever. Afternoon, it's a little stanky. Like, come on. We're judging. But most moms, we're all wearing, like, mom gear. They call it mom gear. It could be mistaken for gym gear, but, like, it's not. And then there are the moms that wear the heels and the clickety clacks, and they wear the whole makeup, and their kids are usually late for school, and we all know why. So, you know, take that with you what you will. Have a good day, guys.
See, maybe that's more, thank you for that. Maybe that's more of what I do, the mom gear. It's like gym clothes, but you don't go to the gym. Like leggings, but I'm not like working out in them.
Right, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. I got Jess's blessing. Yeah. Yes, we can move on.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Offset taking some shots at Cardi on his new album. He dropped his third studio album, Kiari, on Friday. I know, who gives a fart? I saw one person post.
He got him.
Oops, sorry.
Who gives a fart?
I saw one person post, I hate to say it, but Offset's album is actually good. And Offset responded, he's like, why do you hate to say that? Like,
I would. That's
like, nobody
how I would,
expects him to come out with some, like, fire.
That's how I would craft that same tweet
right.
or whatever.
Me too.
To say it, it's actually pretty good.
So there's one song on there that we're going to talk about. It's called Move On. This one is all about the divorce from Cardi. And it's all about him wanting to move on peacefully. He says he made some mistakes, but he just wants to move on. He says, I'm happy for you. Why can't you be happy for me? Which I personally am not buying that he's happy for Cardi moving on with Stefan Diggs. Come on. He seems like just the most, I don't know, bitterest person I can imagine. I don't, that's just what he gives off. I don't know, but
he's bothered. He's bothered.
Thank
for sure.
you. Yeah, and you put making this into an entire song. You're not moved on like you say you are. Or is that just my...
No, that is your
thank
take.
You.
And I think we had all predicted that he was going to talk about her in his new album.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think Cardi is too.
I think so too. And her album drops next month, so I can't wait for that one. Really quick, Selena Gomez was spotted out in Cabo on a yacht.
Ooh.
And Benny Blanco, nowhere to be seen. And we know he doesn't fly, but he also didn't take like a bus down to Cabo to party with Selena Gomez on a yacht. It was her and a bunch of girls. It was a girls' trip. And the rumor is that this was her bachelorette party.
Oh.
That's what the thinking is, because they were on there.
Was she wearing a sash that said bride?
She wasn't, because that'd be too obvious. So they were all wearing black bathing suits.
Oh.
But come on, they were all matching. You know, I think it's bachelorette.
And the matching suits, yes. Major bachelorette vibes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that means that their wedding is coming up, right? There was already reports that it's going to be later on this year.
Right.
So the timing is pretty...
It's for sure happening
on
this
point.
Year,
yeah. Sure. And Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right. For those of you that live primarily in the South Bay, this is for you because the California Department of Food and Agriculture, they're launching a new campaign to try to eradicate a species of Mediterranean fruit flies that's invasive here. A few of these flies have been detected in the Bay Area recently. And if they spread, they have the potential to decimate a large number of California crops. Now, here's the plan to prevent them from taking hold. There's a plane, and they're going to take the plane up in the air. And so if you're in the South Bay and you see a plane kind of circling overhead, you've been warned. They're going to start dumping tons of the same types of flies out of the airplanes and have them rain down all over the South Bay. So they're just going to be dumping flies out of the plane. Now, they say the goal is to release about 250,000 of these flies into the Bay Area over an 85-square-mile area. So, again, a lot of parts of the San Jose and the South Bay are going to be having flies rain down upon them.
Oh,
now,
no.
Here's why this works is their plan to get rid of them, because the flies they're going to be dropping, while they are the species we're trying to get rid of, they are male flies that are sterile. So these males then mate with the wild females that are out there. You know, the females be getting wild.
Yeah.
The sterile males come in, and that leads to infertile eggs being produced, and then nothing hatches. Joke's on them.
Ha!
No fly babies for
Can't
you.
Can't multiply.
Can't multiply.
That's kind of sad. What if all they've ever wanted was to start a family?
Yeah, but start a family back where you're from. You ain't supposed to be starting a family here in California. You're from the Mediterranean. Stay over there.
That's
I'm talking
bad.
About flies, not people. If you're people, I don't care.
Start a family. That sounds wrong. Take it out of context. We're talking strictly flies here.
Yeah, we're talking about fruit flies here. Med flies, as
people,
they call them.
People, I don't care where you're from. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Here.
Wait,
we want
so,
you here.
I love people from the Mediterranean.
But there's still going to be like a ton of eggs everywhere?
Well, yeah, they're still going to have. They're going to be getting busy with all the wild females out there. But then no natural offspring. And thus, the life cycle doesn't continue. And we get rid of the things. But it is a little... I don't know, disconcerting, Selena, as you are sitting outside, maybe with your cup of coffee or whatever, and you look up and flies are just drifting down from the sky.
Do
from
we
an
know
airplane.
When they're going to be doing this drop off?
They made this announcement on Thursday, so I don't know if they've already started, but they're going to be doing it over a series of times.
I would like to. I go to the South Bay a lot. I would like to not be there.
I'd like to know
when
that
this
like
is happening.
That's the day that I don't walk around outside with my mouth open.
Right.
Ew.
You know? That's disgusting.
Or my eyes open and they're just like ding, 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 just all landing right. Everyone there.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a good weekend. We do have your chance to win a trip to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival plus $1,000. That keyword for your chance to win is on standby. So Saturday night, I took the kids. Me and my husband, we took our two, we have two toddlers, 3 and 4, took them to the Hot Wheels Monster Truck Show at Chase Center. We've been getting ads for this thing for months on Instagram.
Yep.
So we go. You know, this is, I didn't realize it at the time, but this is my first time actually driving and like parking at a major venue. Because normally I don't take kids, so we'll like Uber to a concert or we'll park, you know, and walk. But this time we parked at Chase. Have you guys done that, by the way?
Not at Chase Center.
No, I always park here at work and then
because I'm wondering if this is a normal thing before, like if they do this at every event, because it seemed a little excessive for a Hot Wheels show. Before entering the garage, you stop, you like scan your parking pass or whatever, and then they had like canines.
Really?
They walked around every single car before going into the parking garage. And, like, they're, like, sniffing, you know, for whatever.
Oh,
every single car that entered. And I was like, seems a little weird. This is, like, a Hot Wheels Monster Truck show. Or do they do this? Is this standard, like, anytime you park anywhere?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But and then the canine clearly sat down next to your car and started barking.
No, thank God.
Like, I smell there's Cheez-Its crumbled into the rug of this thing for sure, and maybe some other stuff.
Yeah, what if the dog just wanted those Slim Jims that I dropped on one time?
That's what I'm
and they're
saying.
Still under there.
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
No, it didn't. But that seemed a little weird, right?
Well, I've never seen that before. But it's, I mean, it's nice when it's like a family event that you're going to, right? You want the most protection you can.
I guess.
Appreciate the added security.
We go in there. We finally find our seats, which is stressful because we have two kids. We got a stroller. We have all this stuff. And there's people in our seats because it always works out like that. Mm-hmm. They move into the seats in front of us, which still weren't their seats.
Right.
They didn't even apologize to us.
I always think that's weird.
That rubbed me the wrong way. Like, at least acknowledge. Be like, oh my God, my bad. Say something. Didn't even acknowledge us.
Right.
I thought that was very rude. And then, Graham, I'd have to agree with your review of a Monster Truck show you went to recently. I know it wasn't the Hot Wheels one, but you went to, was it Monster Jam?
I went to Monster Jam at Oakland Arena last summer.
It was, look, my kids had a great time. And you can see my photo from home, JV Morning Show. I mean, they had never seen Monster Trucks before in their life. So they had a good time. It was fun. It was a cool thing to experience. But overall, I think the show was kind of disappointing.
It's tough. And you probably share the same viewpoint as me. Because in the arena venue for these Monster Truck shows, Monster Trucks are huge. Arena floor, not so huge.
Space is limited.
There's just not enough room for them to really get going and rip off the jumps or whatever. If you ever get a chance to go, look, we love Monster Jam and Hot Wheels and all these stuff.
Yeah.
They're great events. But if you ever get to go to one of the outdoor ones, if they do one at like the Oakland Coliseum, they did one, I think, at Oracle Park a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You get to go to one of the outdoor ones, then they really get to full speed around a track and go off multiple jumps and stuff.
So it was that. It was also they talked way too much. After everything, they would stop down, interview one of the drivers, and it's like, nobody cares. I'm sorry, but we actually don't. I wasn't ready for like the motocross segment. Don't give a fart about that.
That, you know, part's cool. I think that's better in the arena because motorcycle, small.
If I had signed up for that,
there's more room in there for them.
No, give us more trucks.
Okay, got it.
You know what I mean? So I'd give it a 3 out of 10.
Ooh,
4. Ouch. I'll do four. 4 out of 10.
They are, just to let you know, they are a sponsor of the segment. If
and
you want to
get amazing.
Future
10
tickets,
out of 10. Yes.
Just go to hotwheels.com/JV show.
But that's my photo. You can check it out, JV Morning
It is
show.
A very cute photo. Your kids look like they had a great time. Very happy. All right, my picture and our photos from home is my son and I unveiling my most recent home project that I finished up this weekend. I started on it a little bit last weekend, did most of it this weekend. It's a built-in bed that I did in my son Ford's room, and I put the final coat of paint on it the other day, on Sunday, I should say, yesterday. And so this is us unveiling it. And I chose this picture for a couple reasons, because one, I really like this thing. I think it's going to be cool. I haven't put the mattress or any of the bedding on it yet. This is just the build of it. And then also chose this picture because I know anytime I have a picture of my feet or bare legs, you guys,
that's all I've been looking
have
at.
An absolute field day. I'll just let the record show. This is as we were walking out the door yesterday to go to a little swim barbecue party. So
okay.
That my son Ford has his goggles.
I was going to ask why he's got goggles on.
He's got his goggles on his head already, but that's
why. Does your foot have like a gray tint to it? Is that hair?
No, that's just the shadow.
I think that's just the shadow.
My only thing is, it's like, why are your legs so veiny?
When you zoom in, the color does look a little off on this picture. I hit the enhance on Google Photos for the color, and maybe
like,
it did something weird there.
You know what your feet look like? Okay.
Because it almost looks like I have hair on my toes, and I do not. I have no hair on my feet.
Like, if you ever go to Spirit Halloween or any costume shop, and they have those fake feet that are, like, really, like, giant.
Yeah.
That's what your ears look like.
And Selena, to answer your question, my legs are so veiny because it's just rippled muscle, obviously.
Oh, I see.
If you're not flexing your legs, like in your picture,
are
you're
you
not,
flexing your calves?
Of course I am.
Not your calves, like your shins. How do you flex your shins? They're so veiny.
If you're not flexing everything you got in the picture, you're taking a picture wrong, right?
I guess.
That's an all
floor. I guess so.
Yeah.
And Jess.
And then mine, it was a little coffee date with my bestie. That was also the reason why I didn't sleep very well last night. Couldn't fall asleep because I had a coffee and it was already.
I thought you made it sound like you had a late night with the bestie.
No.
That's the reason I got no sleep last night. Date with my bestie. That's what we're calling it.
Okay. It was just a coffee past 6 p.m. For me. But it was a cute little place called Brugie.
Brugie. Where's Brugie?
In Salinas.
In Salinas. So they're anywhere near the Crab Bucket?
Maybe a couple streets away.
Got it.
Yeah.
Do you do anything in the Bay Area?
I do. I'm actually going to stay here this upcoming weekend. I try to switch it off.
Nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.